We gathered here to be maspid someone who is a meitiv to everyone in yeshiva and a meitiv to Klal Yisrael. I once heard that a Godel once was maspid another person who was a mezakeh sarabim. He says, "There's nothing to be mitztayer. You don't need nechome. A mezakeh sarabim einched bo al yodoy. A mishnah pirkei avos. No gemara in yuma, end of yuma. Mezakeh sarabim is einched bo al yodoy. And he didn't have any chatoim." There's no tzar. There shouldn't be any tzar. The tzar is not for the nifter. The tzar is for us. We have a tremendous gaping hole in our yeshiva, in the whole of the yeshiva. Where's Hashem? The son, Bo Shlita, should take over and have siyata d'shmaya, if you hear everything well, but the leadership of so many experience, so many years, and shimush of his father, Naftali Zechon Levrochen, is something that's irreplaceable. Imagine all the learning of the yeshiva is his chus. The Chofetz Chaim says that if you cause someone else to learn, you come lost, you will know that Torah that other people learn because you caused it. Imagine the schus of so many years of being marbitz Torah, of being mezakeh the rabbim, by giving the means of bochrin and yungalai to sit and learn and to grow in learning and then to be mashpi on others, take positions all over the country, positions of Ashpoor, all of that is his chus, and he'll know that Torah. He'll know all the Torah that they learned. He'll have a chelik in the Torah that they learned. As they say, Chofetz Chaim says, I think it's written, one of his svarim, that's Yisochon Zvulun. Someone who's Zvulun has a chelik in the Torah of the Yisochon Lassud Lavai. So he'll have a chus in all the Torah that he always learned as a result of his activities. So his chus is on Ashir. In Ched Bo'al Yodoy, it says he can never be judged for his chatoim. Kedei she lo yehei hu yoshe be'yinom v'talmidov be'gan Eden. If he made talmidim that are in Gan Eden, he can't be judged to be in Gehenna because he has this chus. He shouldn't be sitting in Gehenna when others are sitting in Gan Eden. So mashma, even if he's chas v'sholom ha'roshe, he's zoichet to Gan Eden. Kol shekein when he a tzaddik and daktik in mitzvahs, when Torah every moment that he had, certainly such a person will be zoichet leil mabo. And as far as he's concerned, we don't have to be menachem. We have to menachem ourselves. The medrash in Keheles, I think it's parsha hey, it gives a moshul. There was once a fox that wanted to eat grapes from a keren. And the only way to get into the keren, there was a fence around the keren. There was a little hole in the fence, but he was too fat to get through the hole. So he fasted for 3 days, and he afterwards he gained skin. He was able to squirm himself through the hole. He went into the hole and into the keren, and he ate grapes on Ashir, and he gained his weight back, and he couldn't get out of the kerem afterwards. So he had to fast again 3 days till he get out of the kerem. When he came out, the Medrash says, he said to the kerem, "You have beautiful peres. What good did they do for me? I was hungry when I went in, I'm hungry when I went out." That's the moshe of Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, a person is born with nothing, and he follows his Yetzer Hara. In order to follow his Yetzer Hara, he gives up his whole Ruchnis, and then when he dies, he has no Ruchnis left. He only has the Olam Hazeh, the grapes that he ate, and he has to lose it all in Olam Haba in order to get into Olam Haba. Medrash and Kehelis. So they say from a Chochem, he said, what would a Chochem tell this fox? He would tell him like this: you fast 3 days and go into the Keren, and while you're inside, take all the grapes and throw them over the fence so you'll have them when you come out, and spend all of your time throwing things over the fence. And then you won't gain any weight, and you'll be able to get back out of the Keren, and you'll have that for the rest of your life. You'll have grapes. That's the marshal of someone who thinks about Olam Haba. Someone who doesn't live for himself, lives for others, lives for Chasodim, lives for Avot HaTorah. Right? So he, when he comes out of the Keren, he can enjoy the fruits. He threw the fruits over the fence to Olam Haba, and he can be nene from them when he comes out. That's, he spent his life. I asked one person who knew him very intimately, what do you say is the characteristic of Sheftel Zichron Levoch? He says he didn't care a bit about COVID, didn't care about his honor, didn't care about his prestige. He did what was right. And then another thing, he wouldn't give in when he had a principle. Two midas niflois that only a ben avor mitzvah Yaakov could have, midas of anovo and midas of mesilas nefesh, for a principle. These are the midas that he had, and these are the midas which he zoiche to olam haba. He threw all the vines, all the grapes he threw over the fence. Now he'd be nene from them, Be'ez Hashem. And we have to learn his ways. And we have to live for Zikir Rabim, Mezakas HaRabim, Ched Be'al Yodah. We have to live to help others, to help Klal Yisrael, not to think of ourselves, not to think of our prestige, right? But to be Moise Nefesh for our principles. That's what we have to learn from it all. And Be'ez Hashem, that'll give us a Nechoma, the family a Nechoma. And the biggest Nechoma will be the yeshiva will flourish and continue to flourish, and the Olam will sit and learn about Smoda, and the Oivir Hashem, Bidveikus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should be Zoicha all to a Nechome, and Bila Amovas Lanetzach, Amocha Adin Oil Him Ponim, Dimo Me'al Koponim, and Amen.